You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you for joining me. And I have my partner in good, Nurse Blue from the Soul Health and Wellness Club.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Dr. E. I'm so happy to be here. Of course, I'm Nurse Blue, and Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about my favorite subject, hopefully soon to be yours, Soul Health.
Yes, welcome, welcome. We are so excited for you to join us today. Before we get started, I want to just breathe. That's really my signature, that before we get into this podcast, that we just take a deep breath, just acknowledging that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we breathe, it centers us into that spiritual part of who we are. So if you can, wherever you are, all around the world, close your eyes and let's just take deep breaths. And when you breathe in through your nose. You want to breathe deeply, slowly, and just breathe full. Yes, feeling your diaphragm, feeling your lungs, feeling your throat, feeling your whole body with this beautiful, purified, golden, light energy. And then as you release, you want to release out through your mouth. And as you release, for me, it's a releasing of all of the emotional, all of the mental, all of the physical, all of the energetic heaviness out through the mouth. So it's a long, slow release. Again, breathing in deeply, slowly, profound, feeling that beautiful air, because it is a reminder that we have the divine life breathing us, breathing and creating through us. And then as we release, we are releasing any heavy, negative, limiting mindsets, releasing those emotions, releasing any physical discomfort in the body, and just kind of releasing any low vibrational energy. That's what, for me, whenever I breathe, that is what is symbolic of just a taking in of life and of healing and of purity and of love, and then releasing anything that doesn't serve you in a healthy way. If you haven't heard or listened to our podcast before, I want you to know that I'm a psychologist and I've been practicing mental health for 25 years. I am a master mindset coach, and we talk a lot about in this program, not only the law of attraction, which is the radio network that we're hosted on, but also about shifting your mindset. And in the Soul Health and Wellness Club with Nurse Blue, we talk about elevating your vibrational frequency and really healing your soul. And so today, Nurse Blue and I were just kind of talking about just everything going on in this collective consciousness in the world today. And Nurse Blue intuitively was like, there is a lot of narcissism that is being shown in so many ways. And so the question we want to pose to you is, what narcissistic tendencies might you have that either you're aware of or are not aware of, and that you're willing to admit to and then begin to release and begin to heal? So what are the narcissistic tendencies that you might have, whether you're aware or not aware? Are you willing to admit them and then begin to release them?
Yes. Yeah, so this is, let's start off by saying that this is definitely a trigger warning.
Yes. Right.
Yes, because typically the eye sees everything but itself. And right now, in the collective, you know, we see a lot of things that are, it may come off as it's a lot of chaos in the world, and it is showing up as chaos in the world. But if you know anything about healing, and as you know, in my work, I am a soul health and wellness expert. Part of healing the soul is allowing yourself to be triggered so that we can heal that energy in a very healthy way. Because the more we release the signs and symptoms of the, I would say, the imbalanced ego, the more we can trade in our brokenness for wholeness and, you know, heal the collective, right? And that's what I will refer to as that's really doing the real work. And for many of us, that's a new muscle that we're finding out about, because that's all about owning our stuff. So as we own our stuff, I was sharing with Dr. Erica prior to us coming on to have this discussion, my own struggles with narcissism over the years. Like that was actually the beginning of my soul health journey. And at that time, there was a lot of discomfort that was taking place within my soul, but no one would know, because narcissism, and there are different stages. There's different elevations to this game. I mean, you can go all the way up to narcissistic personality disorder, you know, where you're being diagnosed. And unfortunately, while you could be diagnosed for whatever reason, there's no treatment for it. It's like, we just have to live with your brokenness.
There is treatment, but people rarely seek treatment because that is one of the symptoms of narcissism.
Right.
They don't believe they have a problem.
Absolutely. And I am the prime example of that person that it took like a breaking on all kinds of levels for me to say, okay, let me see, let me go in, let me deal with myself. Cause I really ran away from my signs and symptoms for many years, not even realizing I was running away, but just avoiding doing the soul work. And then, you know, we had to come to Jesus moment, was like, okay, either do this or else, right? So it all worked out in the end, because now I can have this person out. I can have this conversation about this. But here are some of the signs and symptoms for people, you know, who may not be familiar. You know, we hear about the clinical form of narcissist, which is, you know, really just to make sure a person who cares more about themselves and their well-being than anything else in the world, who lacks empathy, you know, who lacks compassion, and can be really destructive to themselves and others, right? And we feed that, at least here in our American culture, like nobody's business. And so, you know, when we look at the signs and symptoms of it, I'm thinking that, you know, if people can, who are really willing to do the self-examination work, if you can see and identify with these traits, that doesn't make you a narcissist, but it does show that you have some of these signs and symptoms of the of this disorder, and that in owning it, you can become a healthier person for yourself and your family and for our world. So here are some of the signs and symptoms. So if you know somebody who has this grandiose sense of importance, like we all know people in the world who are arrogant, right? And come into the space, come into any room, and they suck all of the oxygen out of the room. And it's all about what they have achieved and their success. And they have these unreasonably high standards. And, you know, people who have exaggerated achievements and bragging, we know who, we all have had that experience, right, Dr. E?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a sign and symptom of someone who has, you know, has of narcissism. Also, when we have frequent fantasies of success, which, you know, most people, success is about having power. So these fantasies of having power or high levels of intelligence, where you're competing with others based on your level of intelligence, or fantasies about, you know, you having or deserving love and beauty and self-fulfillment. You see how much this is a part of our culture? I mean, it's pervasive all throughout social media, all throughout entertainment, a belief in superiority. So thinking that you're special and you deserve to be treated a certain way,
or that you're better than other people.
Yes. Yes, yes. And there's different levels of narcissism, because you can be an overt narcissist. You can be a covert narcissist. You could be a communal narcissist. I mean, there is levels to all of this. But believing that you should only associate with those who you see as worthy, you know, are you judgmental against certain groups where you believe that you are superior to these groups, right? That is a trait of narcissism. Do you have a fragile self-esteem? Meaning you can dish it, but you can't take it. And you're easily offended by criticism or judgment. Frequent self-doubt and feelings of deep emptiness. And one of the things that you can easily point out is when joy is a very hard thing for you to innately feel. Like, you're always looking for the next thing to help you achieve some kind of joy state. And it's not lasting, because there's a deep wounding inside that keeps you there. And, you know, all of this is about this preoccupation with knowing what others are thinking about you. Or don't care about what others think, because you think that you are what you think and believe and how you act is superior to everyone else. Yeah. And it's probably somebody's like, that's my whole damn family.
Right. And I want people to understand that having, you know, shades of these symptoms may be not so out of the ordinary, right?
Yeah.
But we're talking here about the extreme of these symptoms and how really destructive, how self-destructive and other destructive it is, because it's not just the person and their own demise, but it's everything that's being reflected onto other people. And so, you know, one of the challenging aspects of dealing with a narcissist and dealing with these tendencies is that you begin to believe that something is wrong with you. You doubt your own value and worth. And so that's really the struggle in these kind of relationships, when we make other people feel less than or less valued or judged to be not good enough.
That's right. I mean, and it goes so far, you know, if you're willing to exploit others, which is a huge problem historically, you know, when we look at our whole, when we really do our research here in America and how we came to become American, it was based on the foundations of exploiting others.
Yeah.
Now, whether that was the natives of the land, you know, the Native Americans, whether that was participating in the exploitation of others that through slavery, that is at the root. And we have been taught as American citizens to look up to the leaders that orchestrated a narcissistic, sociopathic, psychopathic system that we're still
still trying to heal from.
And so people, that's why it's absolutely important, because I think all of us have a little bit of these symptoms that we have to do away with and own. But you can't do it. You can't solve a problem we're not willing to confront. And that was my problem for many, many years. And then when I realized that I myself was a narcissist, and that it was a something that I had to own and take personal responsibility for, because I could transfer these signs and symptoms to my children. I can continue to hurt others with them. And I was unconscious about it. Many people are unconscious about it. I mean, true narcissists, not only are they unconscious, true diagnosed narcissists or undiagnosed people out here, but definitely should be diagnosed. It is ultimately, it's like they have to have a day of awakening, you know, in order to truly see themselves. But when you think about this, you know, it's also like manipulating relationships where you are only friends with people because of the social status they have, or what they can give you. And, you know, we have to sit back and kind of examine who we are on an individual level, how these traits may show up, not just in our family, because we oftentimes can say, well, he's a narcissist or she's a narcissist. We're asking for us to do the real work, because that right now is so important as we are shifting into a new collective. Because quite frankly, that's the difference between, I believe, what we are referring to now in the spiritual world as the 3D and the 5D. Healing the ego from these narcissistic old patterns of destructive patterns of behavior, of tendencies that have really, really created, I would say, these help to feed these low vibrational frequencies that we talk about all the time, because the narcissistic tendencies clearly are rooted in fear and rooted in guilt and shame and unforgiveness and all of the things that really I refer to as, their enslavement frequencies to the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It keeps you stuck.
Yes. And the lack of empathy that comes with that, and the lack of compassion that comes with, keeps us from healing. So saying things that might hurt others, when you are on social media and people, you know, as we are content creators and people have an opportunity to learn from us, you're often judged. And there may be, you know, people who choose to judge this particular segment right now, because as I stated, this is a trigger, right?
Yeah,
so if this
trigger,
yeah. So if you are triggered by this, and chances are these are the symptoms that you're holding within. And that doesn't make you wrong. That just makes you, probably a victim of this misalignment or this disease of the soul, because I really do believe it's a disease of the soul. It really is.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, people have to be honest with themselves. That's really why I wanted Nurse Blue to read these symptoms. Because people can talk about narcissism, they can judge people to be narcissists, but when you really listen to the symptoms, you can really say, you know, some of that might sound familiar. And if you're triggered by this conversation, there is a good reason. And you want to ask yourself, why? What is it that I believe to be true that's causing me to feel uncomfortable about this discussion? Because when we're uncomfortable, it's because there is some underlying truth to what the message is, to what the person is saying. And so it's okay to dive deeper into the core beliefs that you hold, because that is essentially the programming of the ego. It is a set of beliefs that are so unconscious that it's creating your personality in how you are, how you treat yourself, how you treat other people, and you're not even aware of it. So
yeah,
when you're triggered, it gives you the opportunity to become aware of some of the core beliefs that you might hold that you are clearly holding, but you're not aware of.
Yeah.
I think so many people are not aware.
Oh,
because
yeah,
like you said, the eye can't see itself.
That's right. And our culture is saturated with judgment, which is a huge sign and symptom of being a narcissist. So, you know, when we're feeling envious of others, especially when others are successful, that's narcissism. That's a sign and symptom of narcissism. When we are belittling or diminishing the achievements of others, we see that all day long on our news, on our television stations, our news channels that people, you know, are addicted to. Patronizing behavior. You know, we see that in our political system all the time, behaving in a way that that's disdainful or condescending. How many of us have had that with our teachers, our leaders, our parents, our siblings? Fear of avoiding
our relationships,
the fear of avoiding vulnerability. How many people have just shied away from saying, I'm sorry, when you know you were wrong? You know, it's like you feel like you're going to die a slow death if you own
if you admit it.
Perfectionionism.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, self-judgment is the ultimate joy killer.
Yeah.
Self-judgment. Like, yes, we judge others, but how many of us, think about that, sit with ourselves and just beat up on ourselves and berate ourselves and condemn ourselves and guilt ourselves and shame ourselves and fear ourselves and hate ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of that comes from, well, it comes from two different areas. First of all, this whole idea of being self-aware, these are like new terms that we have been blessed to have so we can do the soul health healing. But think about hundreds, if not thousands of years where people were not self-aware. It's like we weren't taught, but to learn how to say, I'm sorry, to have empathy, to have compassion, those are soft skills that are taught in the household. But if you have parents that weren't taught those traits, how are they going to pass that down to you? How are we going to create a well-balanced, healthy society without them? So that's why we're asking to do the work. I mean, reacting with anger or even rage when you feel criticized or rejected. We see this all the time play out in all kinds of ways. It's particularly like, I think of sports. You know, I think of our political system, I so much of the world. The fact that there's like close to 100 conflicts on planet Earth right now. So when you examine where we are with these wars, is it a war based on what we think it's a war? I mean, really, what's at the heart of this war? Could the heart of this war really be taking place because of the lack of self-awareness of narcissism? And how much we are feeding this in our everyday life. Even something that's faking humility. Fierce. Yeah, I'm looking at this list, guys, and this list is from the Cleveland Clinic. Okay, so this is not something I made up here. I mean, we're looking at this list and faking humility to hide our feelings or protect their sense of self-importance.
That's
being dishonest, you know?
I want to move us in the direction of, are you willing to admit it so that you can begin to release it? Are you willing to admit that you have some of these tendencies that have been eating at you, that have been destroying your relationships, that have been the result of a lot of your poor decisions? Because if you're operating from a fear versus a love, right?
Yes.
You're going to miss the goal.
Yes, absolutely. And over time, all of what we just shared today, it keeps your soul in a state of dis-ease, which could potentially lead to years of chronic stress because your soul is out of alignment. And when your soul is out of alignment and it's in a space of dis-ease, most of the time We are inviting, without us being aware, disease to manifest on some level. That disease can manifest in divorce. It can manifest in broken relationships with children. It can manifest in a lack of abundance or scarcity or just poor health generally. You know, it can manifest as, you know, inflammation in your joints or cancer, whatever that may be. And what typically happens is we go to the doctors when we start seeing these signs and symptoms, and no one is going to say, in that medical clinical setting, oh, well, it's because you've been holding on to these feelings of narcissism, because that's not what we were taught. What we're talking about right now is healing on a quantum physics level. But how we can get there is being willing to embrace the vibrational frequencies of unconditional love and joy. That's how we solve it. Because if you're holding all of this in, you clearly are not in a loving, unconditional 852 hertz frequency. And that doesn't make you wrong. That makes you not aware. And your willingness to own it gives you an opportunity to fully experience what real life feels like when you're not holding all of those toxic, because they're soul toxins. Those are all soul toxins that people aren't aware of that they're holding.
Yeah. And I really want to, we've got about 4 minutes left. I really want to encourage people to do the work. You know, the work is really inside. It's really sitting with yourself. If you've identified that some of these traits, some of these tendencies sound familiar, I just want you to write it down. Write it down and start to ask yourself the question, what do I really believe about myself? And how is this belief serving me in a healthy way or resulting in more pain and suffering? Because so many people are not aware of what they truly believe, but they're acting it out every day. And it's manifesting in these experiences that are causing disease and causing pain and causing suffering and causing isolation. So I really want you to begin to ask the question, what do I really believe? You know, and why? Because that is going to help you go underneath these particular tendencies or the feelings that you're having. Really, what and how is it serving you? How are these beliefs that you might have been holding on to that maybe you're just now becoming aware of, how have they been serving you or not?
That's
in
right.
A healthy way?
And once you make, and once, because it's going to be an aha moment for you. And if you, after you ask yourself and you decide, because you have to decide that,
gotta choose,
that you deserve better, because that's the ultimate self-love right now, to release these frequencies. Come and join us in the Soul Health and Wellness Club so we can really help support you in your work, because you can't really do this by yourself. Because again, the eye sees everything but itself, but you may need a loving community to support you that have the resources and the tools to help you get there in a much quicker way than what you would do on your own. So if this is something that's resonating with you, I mean, the next step is check out soulhealthcommunity.com and join us for a soul massage. Come and visit us at Clubhouse when we do our musicology sessions. The Soul Health and Wellness Club also has a club on Clubhouse. But more so than anything, just be willing to become the best version of yourself.
Yeah. And be willing to admit that you need help. It is okay to ask for help. That is what we are here for. And I've been doing this for 25 years and I love what I do. Why? Because I am innately or intuitively connected to the souls of the people that I work with.
Yeah.
And to see the transformation and the change is phenomenal. And so I just want you to know that you are not alone. You are not. And that's why you're listening right now to this podcast, because you need support. And I want to coach you. I want to give you the support that you need to bring you to a joy state.
Yes.
So that you can look in the mirror and you can love who you see. And so if you are ready for that, if you are ready to ask for help, because you want a better experience, you want that unconditional love, reach out to me at healthyminds.expert. Sorry about that. Healthyminds.expert. Because there is a beautiful you underneath all of the heaviness, underneath all of the programming, right?
Absolutely.
There is a beautiful you in a beautiful soul. And that's what you deserve to live.
Absolutely. And real quickly, I just want to also invite again at Soul Health and at soulhealthcommunity.com. On one of the links is a YouTube link. Go and become a subscriber of the YouTube channel, because there's over hundreds of videos there that can support you in releasing these low vibrational frequencies, learning what Soul Health is all about. And it's free content. You have absolutely nothing to lose, but very supportive to the process of becoming whole, because we're divorcing brokenness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I just want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, Nurse Blue. We love you. We are here to support you. We welcome you into our community at Soul Health and Wellness Club. I welcome you to coach with me at healthyminds.expert. And until we meet again, mwah, love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.